Welcome to the forum on your Tally Broadcasting Stations. I'm David Jenkins. Right now, I am pleased to be joined by Jeremy Nairn, Justin Frankfurt, and Brad Lamar, who are with the Illinois State Police. Thank you, gentlemen, for joining me today. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having us.
Doing well. Thank you.
Not a problem. We've spoken to Jeremy many times now, but Jeremy, fortunately for us, brought in a couple of his colleagues. Justin and Brad are canine handlers with the state police. Jeremy, how long have you known these two?
I've known these for quite some time. I started in 2001. Brad Lamar has previous experience with Madison County. I always knew of his name, grew up in our area. When did you get on with the state?
I came with the state police in 2008.
So we've known each other for quite some time. Trooper Frankfurt, he's a younger younger trooper, and so I just met him when he came on. So
still learning things, I assume?
Yep. I came on in 2014, started off in District 8 up in Peoria, and came back down here in 2016.
So you're just a pup then, with regards to the state police.
No pun intended.
Yeah. Pun intended. As Jeremy alluded to, Brad, you've got some experience with this, with the state police. Did you start working with the canine handlers, or as a canine handler with a different agency before this? Or
no, just with state police. Okay. I started back in 2014 with my first dog, who I currently am handling now.
How long have you been working in law enforcement in general?
I started in 2003 with the Madison County Sheriff's Department, and then made the change over in 2008 with the Illinois State Police.
What made you want to be a canine handler?
Well, for quite some time, I kind of admired one of our guys. Trooper Holiday used to be the canine handler for District 18. I got to know him pretty well, and I just kind of watching him and seeing the fun that he was having with the dog. And, you know, I grew up around dogs and grew up around some buddies that had hunting dogs. And I just thought, you know what, I want to train my own dog.
Justin, how about you? You said you joined the force in 2014. Were you working with a different agency before then? Or
no, I actually started off my career in 2013 working at the Illinois Department of Corrections. I worked there for approximately 8 months before I started with the Illinois State Police in the start of 2014.
And what made you decide you wanted to be a canine handler?
I've always just loved patrol, loved the criminal aspect, and kind of admired Brad having the dog, and it's another nice asset to have when we're talking about criminal patrol. And also grew up around a lot of hunting dogs. My family's farmers, hunters, so thought it'd be a good attribute and something I'd really enjoy.
These are dogs, but they're officers, so they're your partners.
Correct, yep.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, what is it, this might be a loaded question, maybe difficult to answer, but what is it like working with a canine? For each of you, what has your experience been like, I guess?
It has its ups and its downs. Some days are great, some days you love your dog, and some days, you know, it's frustrating. He's not doing quite what you want him to do, he's not behaving, so it's a dog. I mean, you'll have your good days and your bad, so.
Sure. Yes, to kind of piggyback on what Trooper Frankfurt said is, he's exactly right. They are dogs. I mean, you got to realize that. There's no perfect dog out there. We found that in time, and, you know, it is. He's right. There's some days where you're just frustrating you and you just want to pull your hair out because they're just not doing exactly what you want them to do, but we try to train them. You know, we do trainings twice a month, which that's what we're going to do today when we get down here, and, you know, we try to perfect them on their skills. We try to make them as best as they can be. But like I said, there's just some days they just want to be a dog and they do not want to listen to you.
Well, I imagine that's the same way with people, too. I mean, some days people just don't want to listen to...
You're exactly right there.
Jeremy, you probably know all about
that. Sounds like raising kids, right?
Do you get to train your own canines, or are they trained by someone else before you work
with them? We go through a 10-week training course up at the Pawnee Training Facility for the canine section. So basically, we spend 10 weeks with these dogs, making sure they're a match and making sure that they're going to do what they're supposed to do when they hit the road. And then after that, like I said, every month we do two training days a month where we meet with other handlers in our districts and the neighboring districts, and we come up with ideas, new training scenarios, anything that we can discover new to try and to teach these dogs.
I assume you're working with separate canines.
Correct. Okay. Yeah.
Can you tell me a little bit about your individual partners?
My partner is Canine Rage. He's actually kind of a tribute dog for me. Trooper Kyle Dethridge was a good friend of mine, and when he was killed back in 2012, I was kind of lost in the job for a while there because, you know, it was a pretty, you know, stiff blow to me. So it was just a few years later, my acting captain at the time came to me and asked me if I wished to have a dog, and I said, you know, I said, that really sounds great. He's basically going to give me a partner. You know, I lost one, now I'm gaining another. So I took the the idea on, and I went up to the academy. And when I first met my canine partner, like I said, I named him Canine Rage for a reason. If you look at the end of Death Ridge, the end of Death Ridge is R-A-G-E, which is Rage. So that's why he was named there, because when I got him, his name was Rico. He didn't look like a Rico to me, so I made sure to go ahead and change that. He's been a good dog. He's now, he's going to be 7 this fall. However, he's shown his age a little early. He's got a few medical issues, so we've taken him from a full-service canine and made him what we call a single purpose. So he mainly does narcotics works. Okay. So it's one of those things we're kind of taking it easy on him because we discovered he's a little tough in the back. So
Justin, how about you? How about your partner?
My partner is Canine Hoyt. He's a 2.5-year-old Belgian Malinois. We're recently out of the academy, graduated in May of 2019, went through the 10-week course, completed it, certified. He obviously stays at my residence. He's a great dog, very serious, loves to work. Like I said, we're still new to this, but really enjoying it. Hopefully a lot of good things to come. He really enjoys tracking and bite work.
What is the typical work span for a dog? How many years does a dog typically work on the force?
Well, it just kind of depends on, like, for instance, for my case, would be for basically health issues. Most of the time, it seems like the Belgian Malinois, which we handle, both of our dogs are, is that they we can normally get a good 10 years. Sometimes we can get a little more out of them. It just kind of depends. I had a friend of mine actually handled the dog. I think his dog was 13 when he retired him, actually. So it's just a matter of the health of the dog and making sure the dog's still able to do the job.
Sure.
But there does come a point in time where you know your partner's time to retire, and, you know, we have to go through that, unfortunately.
Right. Like any other officer, it needs...
Right, we all get old.
Right. Talking with Justin Frankfurt and Brad Lamar with canine handlers with the state police, as well as State Police Trooper Jeremy Nairn. You're a couple of canine handlers here with District 18. Are you the only handlers with the district, or do you have more?
Correct, it's just us two.
Along with just the two dogs, you obviously don't have more.
No more dogs, yeah.
Yeah.
We're in the process of getting a third dog at this point, which hopefully is going to happen in the spring of next year. I was asked to take the next dog, but I declined. I figure with the having one Malinois at my house is going to be enough. They are very hyper breed. They're very true to the work ethic. You know, they're not happy unless they're working. They're a big pleaser. They like to work for you. They like to do for you. And I don't know if I could have two of them at the house, to be honest with you. And I'm getting a little older, and those dogs are only getting younger. So it's going to be something I'm going to miss. But eventually we are going to get a third dog. And then hopefully once everything's taken care of there and that dog's in service, we'll probably retire Canine Rage so he can enjoy the happy life.
For how long did you say he's been working right now?
He's been on the road a little over 5 years now.
Yeah, so even 5 years, he's done his job well.
Yes, we've had a lot of good times.
Still does his job well.
Yes,
still
he does.
Good narcotic work.
Jeremy, you're not a canine handler, but what has been your experience with this?
I am not. I've been around during tracking and those type of things, and they definitely do their job well. They can apprehend well. I've been on the side of being apprehended for training sometimes. I think I've taken a bite from Lamar's dog and other county dogs. When they want to train, you put the bite sleeve on. It's a, I don't know how to describe it, it's a big mesh bite sleeve, we call it, and it's got hopefully material that protects you. Some dogs protects better than others because some dogs seem to bite more than others, and I've been on the end of running. We want to do some training with a county dog, and he said, I need to do some training. I said, okay, I guess I'll help you. I really didn't want to, but you don't like to say no, right? So he's like, I'm going to go down the road and put my lights on, put my sirens on, and we're going to make sure this is the real deal. So, okay, no problem. He said, I'm really trying to get him geeked up. I want to see how he responds. So here he comes, lights and sirens, lets the dog out. I've got the bite sleeve on. I'm running. It's pitch dark. And unbeknownst to me, there was a trailer with a tongue on it. So about the time I was running, I hit the trailer, and the dog hits my arm, and we go end over end together, and the dog never let go. So they know their mission, and they do their mission well, and once it's go time, it's go time. That's why it's very important when you do see canine dogs out with their handlers that not every dog is friendly. When I mean friendly, they have a purpose. They're not there to be a guide dog or something like that. So you want to make sure you don't approach them unless you ask the handler, hey, is it okay to pet? No, he's not wired for that. He's wired for work right now. He's working. I appreciate your offer. However, I want to make sure that both my dog is safe and you're safe. So we need to be mindful. Every dog is a little bit different. So, for example, Trooper Frankfurt's dog forgot he was working the Springfield Fair, and I apologize now that we're here. And I walk over to his vehicle, and I'm like, hey, you know, take care, have a good one. And I forgot his dog is car aggressive. So when he's inside that car, that's his castle. Mm-hmm. And when somebody steps towards his castle, he will let the handler know, which is a good alarm system for him, that, hey, there's somebody coming up to you. Trooper Lamar's, he's more like, hey, what's going on? So you walk over to Lamar, knock on, he's like, hey, I'm in here. And so each dog is different, but they do their job well.
We're speaking with State Police Troopers Jeremy Nairn, Justin Frankfurt, and Brad Lamar. Was there anything else about this, about being canine handler, about your time with the State Police that any of you wanted to talk about that we hadn't touched on?
Well, I think maybe something we could touch on is maybe the training as far as the handler, how long that is.
Yeah, absolutely.
And training for the dog, how long that is. Maybe something that people would be interested in hearing.
Yeah, so once you're selected with your canine partner, obviously first days, it's a meeting day. These dogs aren't little puppies when you get them. Some of them are a year old. Some of them might be maybe up to 3 years old. So this dog's already seen some stuff wherever it came from, you know, usually overseas. So it's a meeting day that very first day, coming up and putting your collar on him and trying to talk to him, let him know you're going to be his partner.
Let's be friends before you buy him.
My dog, he growled the entire time. I thought I was probably going to get my hand bit off. But usually start off, you know, getting to meet your dog. Don't put a lot of obedience into him yet because you want everything to kind of be fun. Want to start that bond with your dog. I think we started off maybe with narcotic towel throws. Narcotic towel throws is a short towel. You keep that inside of a narcotics box, whether it's, you know, if you're imprinting methamphetamine, heroin, crack cocaine, you'll do a towel throw, throw the towel out in some tall grass or maybe start off in short grass. Dog runs out, finds it, brings it back to you. You play tug. Just all fun stuff, just trying to build that drive. He smelled the narcotics. You bring it back. You reward, reward, reward. Obviously, you want him to let go of the towel, and you just keep repeating that. Now, sometimes letting go of something can be tough. Those dogs, it's kind of a possession item. And with me, my dog took all 10 weeks for him to ever be able to, for me to tell him to let go of something, and he would do it. I think in their mind, they're thinking, you know, if we end up letting go of this reward, we're not going to get it back. So you kind of, you know, keep doing that, let him know, hey, you let it go, I'm going to give you another reward. You let it go, I'll give you another reward. Start off and maybe short towel throws, throwing them out, dog brings back. Well, then you start off maybe some taller grass, throw the towel out, dog runs out, you know. Now he's got to work. He's got to utilize his nose, not just his sight. Runs out, smells it, finds it, brings it back. Well, that kind of starts to, you know, imprint him on the odors. That's the very basics of it. Also start off, you have to, you got to certify narcotics, bite work, tracking, apprehension, article search. We also do that. You put the dog in a down. You start training on odor recognition. So the dog will, with like human odor, you might start off with, let's say, like a washer or a pair of keys. Like I'd have Trooper Lamar put a bunch of his, you know, odor on there of his hands, get good human odor on, throw it out. Dog runs out, grabs it. So that's kind of the basics of, you know, everything we do. And like I said, it does take up 10 weeks. And at the end of it, you do have to certify. You have to certify in each one of those.
So it's like a 10-week course and then a test at the end.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Correct. And it is taken very seriously. We have to do recertifications.
Yeah, we do a biannual recertification.
Yeah, biannual recertification. At least 2 training days a month. By that, I mean, generally, I mean, as Trooper Brad Marr would know, it is mandatory 2 training days a month, but really we're training every day, whether you're doing, you might do a quick obedience session, you know, in between, if, you know, you go out, make some traffic stops, you come back, let the dog out. I mean, usually every day I try to do something every day, which I'm still newer into it, but try to at least do something, whether it's an obedience, an article search, just do something. Now, like on these training days, like today, it will be a full day of nothing but training for the dog.
You mentioned 10 weeks. Is that standard for every dog? Do other dogs catch on quicker? Does it take longer for some?
To kind of answer that question, I mean, most of the dogs pick it up pretty quick, but there are some, like Justin was saying, you know, his dog was a little hard-headed for letting go. Some dogs are that way. Some dogs just do not want to let go of that tug, and so it takes a little more training. You know, we can get the odors imprinted into the dog, but the dog may not want to give that tug toy up, you know, his reward. So then you might have to pull off to the side and work on getting him to release. And, you know, we've got, you know, training ideas where, you know, if we have to, we'll use two types of tugs, you know. Once he releases that one tug, we'll feed him the next tug, you know, and then when he releases that tug, we'll feed him another tug. So that way he knows if he lets go, he gets another reward. And eventually we can work him into when he lets go, then we can kennel him into the car and he knows he's done at that point. So it's kind of a dog-by-dog basis. I know it sounds kind of strange, but, you know, my canine, I was fortunate. He was very good at letting go. We had to work on it a little bit. His obedience at times was just a little shoddy, so we had to keep working on that. You know, he doesn't like the perfect heel. He likes to walk in front of me. He likes to get in front of my foot. He likes to trip me. So we really, like my dog, I had to focus on getting him in a good heel and keeping him to my side because you don't want to be tripping over your dog going into a scene somewhere. So it's just kind of a dog-by-dog basis. We have some dogs that are just phenomenal at bite work, but they just, you know, sometimes they just don't want to do the dope work. I'm fortunate. My dog loves to search for articles. He loves to search for narcotics. He's not as hip on biting anymore. Like I said, his back's kind of gotten, he's got an older dog back, in my opinion, and he's got a couple issues there. So we kind of relaxed him on the bite work, and basically we left him at a single-purpose dog just for his health. You know, he's going to last longer if we don't beat him up type sure. situation.
Jeremy, Justin, Brad, thank you so much for coming in and talking with me today. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Again, that was State Police Troopers Jeremy Nairn, Justin Frankford, and Brad Lamar. And that's going to do it for this edition of The Forum. Be sure to tune in next time, but until then, this is David Jenkins saying so long.